We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Today is day 20, and our title is Joy Comes with the Morning. C.H. Spurgeon said, "When the sun of righteousness comes, we wipe our eyes, and joy chases out intruding sorrow. Who would not be joyful that knows Jesus? The first beams of the morning bring us comfort when Jesus is the light, and all believers know it to be so. Morning only lasts till morning. When the night is gone, the gloom shall vanish." Our text is from Psalm chapter 30, verses 4 and 5. "Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Psalm 30 was a song used by David for a dedication ceremony. This psalm emphasizes David's praise to the Lord for rescuing him from a dangerous situation that included sickness, being close to death, God's anger, weeping, and emotional pain. Despite all of David's difficulties, this psalm opens and closes with thanksgiving. Our verses for today's study contain a call to praise and a proclamation about joy. First, David calls God's people to sing to the Lord and give thanks to his holy name. The verb translated "give thanks" in verse 5 is the Hebrew word zakar. It is only found 23 times in Scripture, and it means to remember. The phrase "his holy name" is kadesh, which means sacredness or set apart. David told the people of God to remember that God is sacred and holy. In other words, praise God for who he is. Even the worst of times, we have reason to celebrate and rejoice because of the character of God. In verse 5, David reminds God's people that God's anger is temporary, but his favor is continual. Even after times of spiritual darkness, joy can be restored. The word joy in this verse is the Hebrew word rina. It means a ringing cry or shout of proclamation. It is both a cry of prayer and praise. It reveals that joy is not only found after pain, but also in the midst of it. God is the only one who can enter our anguish and fill us with joy. The word rina occurs 33 times in the Old Testament. Look at the following verses where this word occurs to see what else the Bible says about joy. Psalm 47, verse 1, "Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy." Psalm 105, verse 43, "So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing." Psalm 107, verse 22, "And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy." Psalm 126, verse 5, "Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy." God's people always have reasons to praise him with shouts and songs of joy. Our joy should ring out in abundance through calls of praise and cries of prayers. The phrase, "but joy comes with the morning," is a statement of victory for the believer. The Victorious Christian Life, wrote the noted Scottish preacher George Morrison, is a series of new beginnings. That definition beautifully fits the psalm. As every day brings a new sunrise, God continually renews and restores his children and gives us reason to rejoice. No matter how difficult the night gets, a new day is coming. The deepest darkness is no match for the light of Jesus Christ. Keep rejoicing in the midst of your deepest struggles. Shout out your praise in the middle of your pain. Cry out in prayer to a God who brings daily restoration to your soul. And always remember, joy comes with the morning. Today, let's think about these thoughts. During your struggles, how can remembering God's character bring healing and refreshment to your soul? Someone once said, "Life wouldn't be so difficult if it wasn't so daily." How important, then, is your daily relationship with Jesus? How essential is it that you find an abundance of joy in him regularly? How does the Hebrew word rina challenge you in your prayers and praise? Let's pray. Father, may today we focus on that Hebrew word rana as we give you a ringing cry, that shout of proclamation. We cry out, Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are our Savior. Lord, we give you all the praise for all of your faithfulness. All throughout our day, may we find ourselves crying out, not in desperation or frustration, but crying out shouts of praise to you, our powerful, loving, omnipresent God. Oh, how we love you. Amen.